Pray thee, overname them, and as thou namest them, I will describe them, and according to my description, level at my affection.
First, there is the Neapolitan prince.
Aye, there's a colt indeed, for he doth nothing but talk of his horse. And he makes it a great appropriation to his own good parts that he can shoe him himself. I'm much afeard my lady, his mother, played false with a smith.
Then there is the County Palatine.
Oh, he does nothing but frown, as who should say, if you will not have me, choose. He hears merry tales and smiles not. I fear he will prove the weeping philosopher when he grows old, being so full of unmannerly sadness in his youth. I had rather be married to a death's head with a bone in his mouth than to either of these. God defend me from these two.
How say you by the French lord, Monsieur Le Bon?
God made him, and therefore let him pass for a man. Oh, in truth, I know it is a sin to be a mocker, but he... Why, he hath a horse, better than the Neapolitans, a better bad habit of frowning than the Count Palatine. He is every man and no man. If a throstle sing, he falls straight a capering. He will fence with his own shadow. If I should marry him, I should marry 20 husbands. If he would despise me, I would forgive him, for if he love me to madness, I shall never requite him.
What say you then to Falconbridge, the young Baron of England?
You know, I say nothing to him, for he understands not me, nor I him. He hath neither Latin, French, nor Italian, and you will come into court and swear that I have a poor pennyworth in the English. He is a proper man's picture, but alas, who can converse with a dumb show? How oddly he is suited. I think he bought his doublet in Italy, his round hose in France, his bonnet in Germany, and his behaviour everywhere.
What think you of the Scottish lord, his neighbour?
That he hath a neighbourly charity in him, for he borrowed a box of the ear of the Englishman and swore he would pay him again when he was able. I think the Frenchman became his surety and sealed under for another.
How like you the young German, the Duke of Saxony's nephew? Oh,
very vilely in the morning when he is sober, and most vilely in the afternoon when he is drunk. When he is best, he is a little worse than a man, and when he is worst, he is little better than a beast, and the worst fool that ever fell. Oh, I hope I shall make shift to go without him.
If he should offer to choose, and choose the right casket...